You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and today we're jumping into one of the most important systems in your body, yet one of the most overlooked, the gut microbiome. Because we dive in, I want to give proper recognition. Much of the insights in today's episode comes from previous podcast conversations we had with two incredible experts, Dr. Angie Sadeghi, board-certified gastroenterologist and lifestyle medicine physician, and Dr. Will Bolshewitz, also known as Dr. B, who's a gastroenterologist, epidemiologist, and best-selling author of Fiber Fueled and The Fiber Fueled Cookbook. If you haven't heard these full episodes, definitely go back and check them out on the SoFlo Vegans podcast. All right, let's get into it. Inside your body lives an entire world, around 39 trillion microbes, forming a living ecosystem that works with you, for you, and sometimes against you, depending on how you feed it. The community influences digestion, immunity, 70% of your immune system is in your gut, mood and mental health, 90% of serotonin is produced there, hormones, metabolism, brain health, and gene expression. Your gut is not just a digestive tube. It is a command center for your overall health. Most of us grew up thinking fiber was something you took to stay regular, but that version of the story is outdated. Here's the real version. Your body can't digest fiber. Your gut microbes do. When fiber reaches the colon, your microbes break it down and turn it into healing compounds called short-chain fatty acids, including butyrate, propionate, and acetate. These molecules lower inflammation, strengthen your gut lining, support your immune system, stabilize sugar, improve metabolism, help regulate appetite, support brain function, and reduce the risk of colon cancer. You cannot create these benefits without eating enough fiber, and the only source of fiber is plants. Your gut doesn't just need fiber. It needs different types of fiber. Think of your gut like the Amazon rainforest. The more diverse the environment, the stronger and healthier it becomes. Every plant contains its own unique fiber profile. Every profile feeds a different group of microbes. Here's a simple example. Pasta plus tomato sauce equals two plant types. Add mushrooms, onions, garlic, zucchini, basil, parsley. You now have 8 different plant types. Same meal, way more benefits. This is how you strengthen your microbiome day by day. Your gut and your immune system are inseparable. Short-chain fatty acids produced by fiber help train your immune cells to be precise and balanced, not overreact or underperform. This matters for seasonal illnesses, inflammation, recovery, autoimmunity, and overall resilience. A healthier gut equals a smarter immune system. If you've ever eaten a healthy plant-based meal and felt bloated or uncomfortable afterward, you're not alone. Most people assume this means inflammation, but in many cases, it's really deconditioning. Your gut is a muscle. If you don't use it, it weakens. If you overload it, it reacts. If you train it gradually, it adapts. Instead of eliminating high-fiber foods, many people simply need to introduce them slowly and consistently. Beans, whole grains, cruciferous vegetables, these are power foods. They may just require patience. Fermented foods contain beneficial microbes that support your gut ecosystem. Great options include sauerkraut, kimchi, fermented vegetables, plant-based yogurts, and natural pickled veggies that are non-vinegar-based. Think of these as reinforcements. They help strengthen the army inside your gut. Now here's a simple checklist on how to improve your microbiome starting today. Eat more plants. Eat more types of plants. Increase fiber gradually. Add fermented foods. Reduce ultra-processed foods. Cut back on saturated fats. And sleep well and manage stress. Small steps lead to long-term transformation. Your gut microbiome influences almost every aspect of your health, your mood, your immunity, your digestion, your hormones, your metabolism, and your long-term well-being. And the best part is, you can improve it with simple daily choices. Before we wrap, I want to once again acknowledge Dr. Angie Sudeikis and Dr. Will Bolshewitz. Today's insights come directly from the powerful conversations we had with them in previous podcast episodes. And also as a reminder, I'm not a doctor, but I know a few good ones. Be sure to check the full episode out as they're packed with life-changing information. And remember, this is a daily podcast, and we're committed to bringing you valuable content all the way through November 1st, 2026, and maybe after. Thanks for listening, and let's keep exploring, learning, and making this journey meaningful together.